Spending has exploded in the Democratic race for Cook County State's Attorney. Incumbent Kim Fox is facing three challengers in the race. The Chicago Tribune reports the four Democratic candidates have raised more than $16 million combined to spend on the election. That's more than double what candidates raised for the Democratic primary in 2016. And the source of some of that money for one of the challengers has become a talking point in the race. I spoke earlier today with Tribune reporter Dan Hinkle. He co-authored a recent report on the more than $10 million in campaign funding that Bill Conway got from his billionaire father, William Conway Jr. I asked Hinkle to tell us more about where that money is coming from.
Bill Conway Jr. Is one of the founders of a thing called the Carlyle Group. The Carlyle Group is a private equity firm. It has done a lot of work with the federal government. It's best known for its connections to the military-industrial complex. That's become an issue in the campaign as Fox and some of her allies and the other opponents have tried to tie the candidate, Bill Conway III, to the defense work that his father's firm was involved with.
Dan, you also found that some of the concerns about this private equity money that is fueling Bill Conway's candidacy also involves a for-profit nursing home chain that's owned by the Carlyle Group. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah. In 2007, Carlyle Group bought HCR Manor Care, which is a big national nursing home chain. It's got about 15 facilities in Chicago. They sold the real estate that belonged to the chain to a new landlord in 2011 for $6.1 billion, which put all these homes on the hook for rent payments, basically, to stay in their facilities. The business appears to have kind of gone south. This is according to Washington Post reporting. They ended up about $7.1 billion in debt in 2018 and declared bankruptcy. During the time that Carlyle owned them, they ended up imposing some cost-cutting measures, layoffs, things like that. And according to the Post, health code violations went up about 26% from 2013 to 2017.
Those are some of the concerns about where Bill Conway is getting his money. But your papers also reported that Kim Fox, who's the incumbent, has raised quite a bit of money on her own and that a political action committee supporting her has also received a $2 million donation. Tell us where that money's coming from.
A recent story by my colleague Lolly Bowen had Kim Fox's total at about $3.5 million, I think it was, along with the money that Kim Fox's committee has raised. Her campaign has been kind of boosted by a political action committee that had $2 million from a group that has ties to George Soros, the liberal hedge fund billionaire.
And let's talk about the other Democratic candidates. Donna Moore is in the race. Bob Fioretti, they've both raised a combined total of close to $1.2 million, which obviously pales in comparison to the money that's been raised by Conway and Fox. But why should voters in Cook County care where the candidate's campaign cash is coming from?
Well, we definitely can't tell them whether or not they should care. Every voter has to figure out for his or herself whether they believe that this money should decide who they vote for. But it's important that they know where it comes from, certainly. Self-funding has become a phenomenon in American politics. And, this is certainly an extraordinarily expensive state's attorney's race. And, in every forum and debate that I've watched, it's come up as one candidate or the other points out that Conway is being funded by money that was built on the work of the Carlyle Group. And they're saying, you really can't believe Bill Conway when he says he's a progressive. His response to that is, well, this makes me independent of the political machine. Using my father's wealth to fund my race has allowed me to not have to seek funding or support from any of the, traditional places that politicians get in Cook County.
That's Tribune reporter Dan Hinkle about his story on the money raised in the Democratic race for the Cook County State's Attorney.